Hi, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to this lovely kind of spring night. Thank you for being with us. We're excited to have both Antardos and Marcella Durand reading tonight. I will introduce Anne, who will read first, and then we'll take a break. And Brenda Coltis will give an introduction for Marcella Durand. The poetry of Antardos is one of location. Location less as noun and more as verb, less as place, statically at least, and more as act, specifically of finding. The poems triangulate. They put together the planes and axes to make of nothing or disappearing something a what? A space. And the space is always changing, is persistently subject to shifting necessities, preferences, permission, logic, and all of the conditionals through which we are cast into complicated relation. There is an assembly-mindedness here, which means there is an ear toward cohesion and dissonance and attention toward consequence, how sounds echo across and within languages into words. This also means that meaning is inherently unstable because it is dependent on unreliable, capricious, often vulnerable context. Quote, there is a variety of contractile elements in the scheme of life, she writes in the poem New York City. Contractility of the heart, for example. Perhaps for these reasons, she is a poet interested in fluid movement between multiple languages, as well as uncategorizable exploration of form, as in the book Nine, 9 words per line and 9 lines per stanza. The impulse for constraint often comes from a recognition of what cannot stay or be contained, though notably in Tardos's case, constraint rubs shoulders with a love for abundance. The poems are stuffed with what you might call the haute refuse of everyday life. She works at the edges of many schools and strategies, post-structuralism, language and computational poetics, but has too much know-how to get absorbed in any one place. Hers is an intelligent position, and I can see in these poems sometimes also a painful one. To observe, to wonder, to consider from one's single vantage point carries always some degree of grief. I'm looking for a place, she writes, in the unstable universe, where there are no needs, no urges, no life as we understand it. Among Antardos's recent books are The Camel's Pedestal, I Am You, 9, both poems, and The Dictic's Solitude. She is the editor of 3 posthumous books of poetry by Jackson Maclow, Thing of Beauty, 154 40s, and The Complete Light Poems with Michael O'Driscoll. A fellow in poetry from the New York Foundation for the Arts. She lives in New York. Please join me in welcoming Antardos to the Poetry Project.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. And thank you for this curating of tonight. I'm thrilled to read with Marcella, whose work I admire. So, let's dive into it. Words on a page. Page on a desk. Desk on a floor. The earth's inner core on my mind. Words on my mind, page on a desk on my mind, page on my mind on a desk. Floor, floor, the earth's inner core on a desk, inner core on a floor of the earth's inner core, on a floor's inner core. Fuzzy-minded thinking, inaccurate, impulsive behavior, storm in the brain, neurons on the edge of chaos, a state of unease, a shiver in the workshop of the brain, anxiety and inner solemnity, crawling with immense possibilities, breathing as a kind of spasm, a procession of words, privacy and quiet, absolute tranquility, locked the door. Quiet, absolutely locked the door, absolute tranquility, tranquility, locked the door, locked the door. Solemnity, shiver at the door, in the door. Workshop of unease, anxiety, brain crawling with immense possibilities, breathing, breathing brain, breathing as a solemn shiver. How to unblock from a still moment with nothing inside it? I begin writing. I keep saying, writing, I can, with certainty I can. Wrong thing I do, I keep saying confidently. I begin writing in reverse. Everything I reverse confidently, with certainty. I can believe and trust. It's going to come out wrong anyway. Anyway, because there is no right way. Tell the moment, truth, I write. I'm open, receptive, alert, edit, criticize, measure, judge what I am. Criticize, measure, or judge what I don't measure or judge, judge what I look like, what I navigate through to tell the truth, I write. Important just finding a way to make something I write. Tell the moment. Edit, criticize, measure, or judge what I am. Measure or judge what I write, judge what I tell. What I don't stop, I tell. The moment I write, I write. I navigate, hesitate. I run rhythmically. I run without haste. I lay it on the page. Rhythmically, I run without haste, I have some tea. I take a bath, I have the page, some tea. I take a new object, and see if things improve. I have the courage to make things improve. Have the courage to have courage. Have to have the page. Needs to be said. On the page, said the page. This is kind of a story, I guess. One's crossed legs could interfere with one's proper circulation, maybe even one's chi, the all-important chi that differentiates a corpse from a live human being. Sometimes one's head feels unsteady on one's neck. Nobody knows why. I'd like to go all over the place. Perhaps I have already gone all over the place. This place may be all over. This moment may be all over. Fragments of text, of bones, of thoughts, fragmented sentences, happily dancing on the table, surrounded by an endless flow of products, some of which I need to survive, surrounded by an endless number of suns and planets, one of which I need to survive. Endless flow of melting ice, exposing dead mountain climbers, all that is scary, bloody, spooky, ancient mummies suddenly exposed to oxygen from long years of undercover existence, astonished by the unexpected attention. Something like physical violence. Elsewhere, a small red elephant doll has been planted by a gravestone. Scores are being settled, identities verified, food is being eaten, kisses are being exchanged, calls are being made, lies are being told. Disturbing images are proposed and projected. Bears come out at night, and they keep her there. She just sits there and advocates for language diligently, following protocol to the letter. Imperfection is not even being noticed. Fireplaces burn, doors open, fugitives flee, music stops, danger lurks. Some pay to be frightened for fun, something else. Nothing escapes the villain's grunts. Father figure looming over everyone's horizon, spending hours in filial captivity. Torn between alternatives, shame or guilt, uncertainty or anger. A much-needed fireplace during a frost storm. Big, hairy forearms and tears. Strong, robust gestures, menacing and reassuring at once. We can let go of that and move on completely, assuredly, confidently. How else are we to deal with all this hullabaloo? Bravely walking through the desert, alone, using every device available, through the worst eye-burning sandstorm or ice-covered forests without warm clothes, near death. Addicted to attention, understanding. There's a fire now, but the sun is weak. The sun is meek and northern. There's a place where thoughts lead to gasps, where doubts burn like fire, and footprints are of no real consequence. There's a cold, blowhard wind. Completely astray, out of the way, knee-deep in snow, calling out weakly, whimpering, shivering, howling like the punishing wind. Who is there? Whoever wants to be. The next idea is a small thing. Take these steps carefully on the long road lined with pine trees, yellow cabs, deep breath, a sigh of relief, another yellow cab, packaged inside a bundle of fear, worried about pretty much everything all the time. Until suddenly something totally unexpected happens, something unimaginable, wrapped in silk and velvet, creating tiny colorful sparks, as if they were colliding stars. Reach out and grasp these festive little sparks. What if the scene breaks off here and we don't find out how it ends? And this is the unspeakable news just reached me. Unspeakable news and billions more. News is nothing. Just reached me. Reach me. This news just reached me. This news is billions more likely to be excessive, to have lasting effects on embodiment of improving book sales with today's embodiment of fears of something new. Encouraging news, dispensing free books, books being sold. While some zealous literary fans may have been passionate, literary fans may have been shown to have been worried about the mind, about the market. These reports say declining popularity of improving book sales, printed books because they value, and readers, books because they don't contribute to readers, are maintaining their love of Americans. Entering the market, these reports say that dispensing free books. Reports that say Reports say that you have nothing but excessive screen time, have nothing to have positive lasting effects, nothing new. It sets a collective increase of fear. Research from the market, these reports, just reached me today. Improving book sales, worried. More likely to continue, nothing new. Declining popularity of something to continue, improving book sales, positive lasting effects of popularity of Americans entering the first worst fears, today's unspeakable news. Rage culture, anti-intellectualism, military supremacy, symbolic rights, shared vocabulary, all fucked up, wasted. To rage, to blow off steam, to engage in destructive ritual. Steam, to blow off steam, to blow off steam. Where is civility, responsible behavior? Where is civility, responsible behavior, thoughtfulness? Where is the culture of thinking, reading, listening? Tell me about the light-hearted fragility of existence, addicted to motion and impenetrable consciousness. Tell me about fatigue and somnolence, lethargic fragility of reason, ecstatic sense of existence and reason. Tell me about light-hearted innocence on a special day, addicted to motion. That unspecified dread and the experience that took place in the unspecified dread and the distant past, disturbing reminder like a ghost manifesting itself, mischievously rattling the shame of one's insecurity, lack of confidence and knowledge. Constant trepidation, anxiety, dismay. Delicate gesture of an unpleasant feeling, providing frequent torments. It's all behind me now, behind me eerily in the past. Past hunger, also hunger comes into it. It's all behind and done with, accomplished, lived, but still remembered like a little joke. How are you doing? No future, no past, only instants ticking through an instant, ticking through an infinite present. A story of an infinite present, a story looking for you. Those words assemble to tell a fatiguing assemblage, to tell a string of shiver of the story looking for meaning in turquoise, looking for meaning, meaning of a copy in the mail. A fatiguing Malay dildo in a turquoise garden, panting with excitement. Garden panting with excitement. None of the panting with excitement. None of the excitement. None of the panicky horizon. None in the mail for meaning. Experience occurs. Interaction of experiences cohere to create something that feels like living. Experience occurs continuously because the world in which it finds itself is muscle and blood, searching for bone and lungs, searching for being. Continuously because the interaction of a world in which unceasing emotions feel like meaning. The meat of emotions and desires all merge to create experience which occurs continuously because a plan of multiplicity is wonderful, because creating something feels like a multiplicity of doing. The writer writes dactylic syllables 8 times, lovingly but like a shadow, consented and conceived of super melodious French and English, conceived through itself and others. To cheer up the text, negating its most indifferent nature, as many women turn to nobility and tact. The enclosure of freedom was, at its most, indifferent. Water didn't show such conditions of breaking out, or inhabiting, or developing a dynamic understanding. Okay, so far, so never the inevitable, ever. Writing no comments, so far from narrating. Camaraderie. I have ruined, but lovingly, the dynamic of syllables and dactyls, so far from narrating, and took up the next dynamic of understanding. The concept of sexual relationships. Tenacious tenant, loving and conceived and consenting, contemplating death, I have then they ever okay, so I don't, do not. But I write syllables, dactyls 8 times lovingly. Call the dynamic understanding, tenacious tenants. But I write syllables and dactyls 8 times most lovingly. Enough of it must be thinking in language by applying melodious French and English. A new day here. Super melodic gasps between a disturbance and a cheer. Nobility between a dinner and all the slights. Between a story and many women, I see I got up some women inhabiting. Okay, so far, so that's okay. Oh, so okay, so good. I have learned. Okay, so good. I did, because my survival is writing as easily as needed for a big deal installation. You will see I awoke from much, much celebration. You will see. Celebrated, you're supposed to intentionally leave much celebration. You died while Spinoza said, women turn the pump that could accommodate a new writer or something new, like thinking of love, 3 pumps to the inner organ. Love me until the larger, more than wanting, but hidden behind the static, while time had to ask. Editing and getting off took a jolt, a cheer up, never developed to an abstraction as easily as remaining loyal to the healthy specimen. Loyal, but then I had to leave. From the faucet and off a distance from the cold, and women have barely moved from an inner organ that must overwhelm some women who turn the demons, the famous Chinese inner organs that have consented. So I write a joyride. Inky infinity inside. Feelings come out of time, she adds. She loves the tenacious tenant at any point in itself, and men are not hidden behind my temple, only the mind's password. Behind my very concept of all this love. Self-preservation, shielded from a leaky roof, threatens our tap water pump, followed by many women who are into preservation, and others who write in an effort to survive. I write something new every time. Philosophers learn to touch all I inhabit. Okay. Existence is a garment which one day will gently let go of constriction, internal formation, like a garment which one day will become unwearable. Used, so frayed, so tattered, ragged, and dilapidated, that by shedding it will become unwearable. It will be so dilapidated. Gently releasing the constriction of inner formations of my body, not mine. Scary birds sharing thoughts, momentary syntax. Viral nemesis, never the quicksand, absenteeism. Surface tension definition, calculating witness, sitting on a bench. Would you mind moving a little? Or do you have finality? Give me something amusing to brighten the darkness. Share your thoughts. Amuse me with images like tableau vivants, remember? We've only seen photos. The idea is appealing, an imagined situation. But think about it. What is not a tableau in a life? Sitting on a bench. Think you can fill the emptiness is something in itself negating its own negation. I already thought about this. Supposed to free your mind as in meditation. Become empty so that you can fill the emptiness. With something in mind, as in meditation. Become empty. So that you're supposed to free your mind of itself. In itself, negating its own emptiness, negating its own negation. I am Buddhist about this. Fill the emptiness in meditation, become empty. Something new, but even emptiness with something new, and even emptiness with something in itself, negating its own emptiness, is something new. Emptiness is something in itself, negating its own negation, I think. You're supposed to free your mind. Something in itself. I am Buddhist about this, wrote about this. I am Buddhist negating its own negation. I already thought about, wrote about this Buddhist about negating negation. I think you're supposed to free your negation. I am Buddhist about this, Buddhist about this, Buddhist about this, wrote about this, wrote about this, Buddhist about this, wrote about, Buddhist about this. I think you can fill the emptiness is something in meditation, become empty. So that Buddhist about this, Buddhist about this, Buddhist about this, I wrote about this, Buddhist about this, I already thought about this, already thought about this. Permission to yield. Exercise autonomy, searching for self-generated power. Internal energy to exercise autonomy. Searching for that unstoppable strength, moving forward without pushing, barely touching, moving forward without pushing, barely touching the wood. Pushing, barely touching the job done. Elegantly, wood with a saw, getting the job done with a wood, with a wood, with a wood. I finished with a yak. The yak. Bos Brunniens weighs about 2 pounds, weighs up to miles per pounds with a lifespan. Lifespan of about years, span of about years, and about years, and can run years, and can run at miles per hour. Then they rest under the yak, under the silent tree. Thank you.
for that wonderful hypnotic reading. Let's come back at about 5 till 9.